Hey y'all, this is Lisa Go, and I'm hanging out with Donald Jenkins talking about My Hits Collecting Dust.
We've been recording since you walked in.
This is not a start and stop thing. We record everything.
You don't know all the secrets of Lisa Go.
Oh no, we don't put everything in this. So.
Okay, well anyways.
Oh, so I was just going to tell you, that's kind of the format. Like, and I don't know what Richard told you. This is really like, hey, we're friends. I'm not in the music business. I've just lived here.
Yeah, and you know, you are the greatest person.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
You like know everybody.
I've always said I thought I had the relationships that I do because I really have never tried to, I don't need anything from them when it comes to like career or business, I think. And in this town, that's tough, right? Because if everybody's pursuing music, it's a giving town, a very welcoming town.
But no, you have to be careful. I mean, like, if we want to step right into this, when you're, I literally like was thinking about what would I tell myself? And for me, I moved here 8 years ago.
Right.
So like, 8 years ago, I'm a pop writer, and there was no avenue for me. You know, it was like, oh, you're from LA, we don't like you, what are you doing here? And so then I had to work my butt off to get where I'm at now. I mean, I have my own show, and I'm writing music, and I think it's
what, managing artists? And
I did, yeah, for a second, kind of, and booking artists, and overseeing artists and mentoring and students. And I mean, there's so much I've done because I didn't listen to the negative stuff.
Well, let me tell everybody who I'm talking to because they can't see you.
Except for that.
Well, it's not on. Don't worry.
Good.
That's just for a picture.
Oh my goodness. I was like,
no.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to turn it off just so you don't feel self-conscious. But this is Lisa Go.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Donald. I'm great.
Hey, Lisa is a trooper. It is 9 a.m. in the morning, and she runs a show at a really cool place on the Bummer Inn, the South. And what's the name of it? You do Tuesday and Thursday nights, right?
So Thursday nights is the Lisa Go Variety Show. Lisa G-O-E, just everyone out there knows. And then Tuesdays are the Lookout Hour. So the Lookout Hour consists of the Lookout Collective and Drew Dixon, John Gurney, and Teaster, who Teaster is not a singer-songwriter, but he manages.
Yeah, he's the manager of South. Yeah. So
he oversees a lot of the events, and he's helped allow me to organize those things. It's crazy.
It's really cool. Is Tuesday night still where there's like a genre, meaning every artist that plays has to play like a Taylor Swift song or Michael Jackson song? Every night they can play what they want, but they have to play one of this.
Yeah, of a cover song. And we did that every week. And then we would do one big one, like hip hop. So Bubba Sparks came out to that one, which was really cool. That was a blast. We love Bubba. But this year we've changed it up a little bit where we do a theme only once a month, and at the end of the month we do a music video for a featured artist. So we did Lewis Bryce, and then we did Barrett Benton, darn it, that's not Barrett Barber, and he was on The Voice. Amazing voice, literally. So it's fun for me because I get to meet all these people, and they know who I am now, so they're like, hey, can I play? And
hey, you know what we should do? We should do a cross-promotion of Hits Collecting Dust live from your show. How's that?
100 million percent.
And so the reason why I'm passionate about this is really passionate about you guys. I love music, but I love you guys. And I tell a lot of people that the frustrating part about being me is that I get to hear so much more than everybody else does. And when you hear good talent and you hear good songs, you really want other people to hear it.
Yeah.
And I know it's frustrating, obviously, for people that are in the industry, because obviously you want your songs to be heard too. And it's not really a negative towards the industry, meaning I'm not putting anybody down. There's only so many songs that make cut. So there's a million reasons why it's not, but it doesn't mean that there's not great songs that are just sitting in a database.
Literally.
Right?
There's insane.
And that's what I'm literally promoting, but at the same time wanting people to get to know you as the writer or, you know, the aspiring artist or artist. Either one. It doesn't matter. It's just the talent is... I feel like there just needs to be more of a platform from my perspective, who's not in music. or radio or anything else. It's just a friend and a fan that's lived here for 14 years and been really fortunate to kind of be able to walk.
Like the kindest person ever, so it's not difficult.
Well, thanks. I don't know about that. I will say that there's a couple different places that like you go and everybody at some point, this is where I think networking happens. It's either a coffee shop, like between 10 and 2 maybe.
Yeah, it's called
because you guys don't even
that's
get up.
That's called a hangover business meeting.
That's right. Which you
proceed after. It's like, wait, you want a beer? I want a beer. Let's go to Taco Bell and go get this beer.
That's right.
That's
or
what
a during the spring and summer, it's a pool somewhere,
and
which is
where
you and I met.
Oh.
I was like, you forgot.
It's true. His friend. Well. Yeah, his friend, you could say who it is, but his friend was hitting on my friend, and then Donald and I were just like, well, we'll be friends.
Well, no, you know I was the one that came up and introduced myself.
This is true.
Let's be honest.
You were the big kahuna.
And I don't know why he's, anyway, that's another story.
That's another day.
But God, can you believe, though, what's crazy about it is that was like 4 years ago.
I think it might have been longer. About five, six, almost six.
The only thing, I'm using that time relation to where my buddy was at his point, and I was just kind of doing the math.
So probably, about 4, 5, 6 years ago. Long enough.
Yeah.
That we've been here.
And you were still, I guess, are you still half an app between L.A. and Nashville?
I am. I don't know how I'm still doing it, but I am. When I moved here, I was on the road with Katy Perry, and her and I grew up in Santa Barbara together, which is, like, really weird. But that being said, it wasn't easy. She wasn't like, here you go. Welcome to Nashville.
Right.
Here's all this stuff. It was actually the opposite. It was like, I believe in you enough to do this on your own. Bye.
Wow.
So, you know, there's that. And then I kind of got bummed, because after being on, like, a tour like that, and then going back to normal life is really difficult. You're not on the road every day. You know what day it is. You know when it's Sunday.
Right.
The only way I used to know it was Sunday is because they would say, oh, Gospel Go is in the house. And during catering, they'd put gospel music on.
Yeah.
Because I love me some gospel music. And there was brunch. Brunch always, it's like, oh, it's Sunday, there's brunch. But
right.
Now they do it Saturday too. But anyways. So I was a stylist because I was like, well, I can't be a musician without making money. So I did that, which also that's something I tell myself is that money comes and goes. And if you really are passionate about it, don't get a full-time job. If you want to be a writer, like, don't say I can't. The world is not full of I can'ts, only I can. So people that are not doing anything are saying I can't because of.
Right.
Instead of I can do this. Because I'm going to do this and set goals for themselves.
That's a great piece of advice. A lot of people that want to come, if they ask me, and just because they know I know a lot of you guys, and that's the biggest advice I give them. I go, well, just know that it's a lifestyle. Like, if you're chasing the money, don't. Just save yourself. You know, but if you like the lifestyle in general and the passion of music, then do it. But
everything
not because if it can't be like, only if I make this much will I do it. You
right.
might just don't. Because you know. The way I
mean, I went from making 40 to 50,000 a year to literally barely enough. Like I'm making barely enough, and it's scary. It's very scary, but I am the happiest I have ever been, and I'm getting rights and that I need and meeting the people that I need to, and it really they always say but how do you say it's not about the money? How are you doing this? And it's like, man, I can't explain it until you, like, just do it. Like, stop sitting on your behind.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest – I think the money – it is – everybody needs money to live.
Yes.
It's not about, oh, you can't think about the money. I think it's the intention and the original approach that if you're doing it just for the money, then that in itself just – it's like if you don't chase the money will chase you type thing.
And if you are – if that is your mindset, something I've told a lot of this, like, students and people I've mentored is sit down with yourself and make a list of what you actually need to survive. I have a number. It's a very small number, a lot smaller than what my, like, brain thought. It was like, I need to make this much money. Don't, you know, even if you want, add a budget in for going out.
Sure.
And then make that your goal and be like, okay, divide that before. I'm all about, you know, I'm Asian. I know you can't see me, but I love math. And so, you know, I like to divide things. But it's
you great. Totally put yourself in a box right there.
I don't mind it. I think it's funny. I'm more like a horrible humor against myself. I even bought an Asian phone cover just because it looks like a child, so no one will steal it. And then I thought someone would steal a child's phone because people are weird, but not naturally.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
So yeah, give yourself a budget, make that a goal, and realize that you can make it a reality. And the whole me back and forth from here to LA got me a Southwest card. It's a dangerous thing, but
nice.
Free flights, man. To a point.
Can you describe a little bit? Because I don't even know this, honestly. I've been to LA twice, but not for anything other than just, you know, one weekend vacation or whatever. How different is the culture when it comes to music and living?
So different.
I mean, is it really night and day?
It is so different. So I'm from LA. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
So I'm from LA, grew up in Santa Barbara, West LA, Santa Monica girl. And, the writing is so insanely... Okay, I'll tell you this. So Katie did come out to Nashville to write, and so her writing is very Nashville style, and it's very professional. And most professionals, you will get in a room, and you will write something, and everyone in that room will get a split, because everyone in that room is contributing collectively and for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference in LA, and this is in pop music, a lot of acoustic music, I think it's different. I don't know why... Maybe, I have no idea. But in pop music, everybody wants to cut their piece of the pie. It's that whole thing of, well, how much are you getting and how much am I getting? Instead of like, this is a collective thing. Where like, I've been in rooms where I've had to ask, who are these two girls who are sitting here? And don't tell me they're getting 10%.
Right.
And that happens. And
oh, wow.
It's like, oh, Lucy, you're killing the vibe. And it's like... They're killing my vibe. And, you know, at the end of the day, you also have to think, like, do I want 100% of nothing?
Right.
Or do I want 20% of something?
Right.
So, you know, you got to pick your battles. But as far as writing, that's different. It's different styles of music. Pop music, you can say the word confetti and literally mean metaphorically, you know, you're high on something. I mean... I don't know. But
you can make it up.
You can say, yeah, and confetti and country music, and you're literally talking about confetti in there, you know?
Right.
So there's different ways and people. I think it's really important to find your team. I've had rides with people who I'm like, you know what? You're a better friend. Let's just stay friends.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and that's hard. It's been very rare, very rare. But there's an understanding there, you know. But as far as the difference, I think it's pretty extreme. So if you've never written in L.A., I think you need to be very honest. No bless your hearts, no sugarcoat. You need to go in there and be like, this is so great. I just want to make it clear that everyone in this room we're dividing by three. However, there are some times when there's a person who will sit there on their phone and... Maybe you're not as bold as Lisa Go yet, but maybe you'll become that. But I've had to be like, listen, I need you to be present in the room or you can take your 10% and go.
Right, right.
And that's the scary thing to have to like say to somebody because they could be offended, you know. I think it's practice and etiquette and every situation is different, but... Yes, to simply answer your question, it's
so
very different.
So what you're saying, it's different.
It's just different.
Right.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
I think maybe one commonality and why it may be communicated differently is that either way, as a writer, I don't know if thick skin's the word, but because it's such a kind of a vulnerable task anyway,
mm-hmm.
You are. I mean, if you're going to get your feelings hurt one way or the other, it's probably not for you because there's just things you're going to say and you don't want to have to preface everything with saying, hey, I'm sure this is going to suck. Just say it.
Yeah. You know, so. Yeah. I mean, everyone has their isms. Like, I'll write with people and they'll be like, you guys, this is a really dumb idea, but what about this? And as soon as I hear dumb idea, I usually am like, this is going to be brilliant.
It's going to be awesome.
And I'm like, that's amazing. But sometimes I'm like, yeah, dude, that was really dumb. And it's great because they'll be like, oh, yeah, you're right. You know, like, you really have to allow yourself to listen, to compromise to a point, and also to stand up and be like, you know what? I know you guys really like this, but I really don't.
Right.
Let's come back to that later, or let's, you know, let's marinate in something else for a little bit, and we can come back to that. Making sure that's in tune. So I went through a very, very difficult heartbreak, you know, as a lot of us musicians do, but I'm 33 currently and completely head over heels fell in love at 31, which I think a lot of people probably fell or think they fell in love a lot younger. And so it's brought a lot of songs out, and this song in particular is called The Long Way Home. I'm only giggling because
it sounds like a horrible heartbreak as you laugh through it.
We're getting better. We're becoming friends again. But
are you at the point where all there is left to do is laugh? That's that's a stage.
I think that that is the truth. Look, and Donald even has a great song idea. That's a great song idea.
I've told everybody I'm a walking hook.
You
I don't even ask for a percentage.
Totally.
I'm a walking hook.
That is a fantastic idea. I'm not a drunk dialer. I respect myself, and I don't do that. Not saying if you're a drunk dialer, you don't respect yourself, but like, he broke up with me, and you know,
that's it.
So I got into a very desperate situation where I needed a ride home. My wallet was in my friend's car. I didn't know what to do. I had 5% on my phone, and I knew he lived right around the corner. And I hate to say this. This is like kind of messed up, but I mean, he was starting to see somebody else, and I was aware, and that is not why I called him at all. And so I hit him up, and we went on our way. He took me home, but he took a very long way home. And I said, did you forget where we used to live? Like, what is wrong with you?
Right.
You know? And he said, no, I just want to take the long way home. And so that's where this song started. And
I think a lot of people can relate. It's personal, I know, but I think.
Yeah.
Somebody somewhere can relate to that. Love to hear it.
Well, and yeah. I should shut my mouth. You just listen to the song and you can assume the rest. So we took the long way home, got lost in small talk. She doesn't have to know, 'cause we ain't doing nothing wrong. Said you know a shortcut, a place nobody goes. We would be safe there. But as the sun rose, I said, you know I can't do this anymore. You still break my heart when it's not even yours. She's the highway, I'm the back road. She's the fast and easy, I'm the scenery taking it slow, yeah. I see you changing lanes, ain't checking that rearview mirror. Don't leave me behind to travel blind on this trail of tears. You don't need a highway, I can get you there. Let's take the long way home. Take the long way home. So you've been staring at a fork in the road, like it's gonna help you decide. Well, the choice is yours, whether you travel by day or night. Well, I don't have that long. On the other side, you still question answers you already know. Still burning rubber on a yellow brick road, you won't let me go. But she is the highway, I'm the back road.
She's the fast and easy, I'm the scenery taking it slowly. I see you changing lanes, ain't you, can I read me? Don't leave me behind to travel blind on this trail of tears. You don't need a highway, I can get you there. Let's take the long way home. Take the long way home. Well, she's a pretty thing, a memory I'm sure you won't regret. But our history is a masterpiece, a joyride you can't forget. But she's just a highway on the back road. She's the fast and easy, I'm the scenery taking it slow, yeah. Yeah, I see you changing lanes, ain't you, can I rear you here? Don't leave me behind to travel blind on this trail of tears. You don't need a highway, I can get you there. Let's take the long way home. Take the long way home.
Wow.
Yay.
That was, if that's how you sound at 9:30 in the morning and you think that, oh, guys, I apologize. Like, I don't even want to hear you at nine at night. Like, when you're warmed up. That was awesome.
Thanks, Donald.
I mean, really, it was a gorgeous song, and that's what I talk about. It's a podcast, so people can't see us, but, like, I have chills. And that's the thing of songs like this. You can tell, first of all, that probably just wasn't a song that, hey, that rhymes or that goes together. Like, that's a story.
Yeah. Oh, right? Yeah, that's a story. That's a country song.
This has been Hits Collecting Dust. Please support this podcast and the artists featured by going to iTunes, subscribing, and leaving us a review.